Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A pharmaceutical company sued Colorado Friday in federal court. CPR's John Daly says the suit aims to stop a state law approved in 2023.
Amneal Pharmaceuticals said the law requires them to provide generic allergy pens to pharmacies for free. Lawmakers passed legislation to cap the cost of epinephrine auto-injectors at $60 for a two-pack. It was meant to bring down the cost of the devices, best known by the brand called EpiPen. The single-use spring-loaded syringes can give a dose of a hormone called epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, to treat life-threatening allergic emergencies. But the complaint argues the law has resulted in an ongoing unconstitutional taking of the company's auto-injectors by the state. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Pac-12 College Athletic Conference is suing the Mountain West Conference over so-called poaching fees. Colorado State University, along with Boise State, Fresno State, and San Diego State, announced last week they will switch conferences and join the Pac-12. The Mountain West has exit fees up to $17 million per school. Altogether, the penalties could cost the Pac-12 upwards of $43 million. The moves are the latest in a string of conference realignments in college football. The University of Colorado Buffaloes left the Pac-12 for the Big 12 last year. Construction on Denver's first bus rapid transit line will begin next month. Denver City Council approved the nearly $200 million construction contract Monday. The project will remove a lane of car traffic in favor of a dedicated bus lane on part of Colfax. Councilmember Amanda Sawyer wants more money in the budget to help shops on Colfax affected by construction.
We have to support our small businesses. And so this is a hill I'm going to die on.
In the current timeline, the bus project will be finished in 2027. Across the metro area, sunny skies, highs near 90 this afternoon, a little warmer tomorrow. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.